Blog Talk Radio.
Got some bad news from the physician. My heart started pounding as I listened to what I was saying. Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was told in 34th chapter of the Book of Psalms. In spite of our affliction, he'll deliver us from the foe. Trust in light and truth. I know you're gonna bring me through this trial. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes. And when those moments come, I'll rest in your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up praise. So while I wait, I'll be patient and pray to you. No matter how long, no matter how long, I'll never give up. So while I wait, I'll be patient and pray to you. Every day is a brand new day. Gotta take some time to renew my faith. Cause the things saying I've said are what the Bible said in the Book of James. The proud faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way to my breakthrough.
He'll sure enough come when you want him.
Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We see we have someone that has his hand up, so I don't know if they're going to add to the prayer or whatever, but let's check it out. And after that, we'll ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of 2963 is your last four digits. 2963. Okay. Are you hearing me? Okay. All right. I thought maybe somebody wanted to add. Pastor, you want to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll go on with the lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And the scriptures, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. And the scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day and another day that we celebrate Good Friday, Father God. We're just giving you thanks for each and every one that's able to join us today, Father God. Be with those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, and we ask that you continue to bless our pastor as he preach the word. And make it plain that we're able to understand it, Father God. Lord, we just give you thanks today. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer. You know who they're going, what they're going through, and we continue to pray for Sister Laura. We ask that you continue to be with her and guide her, and may your will be done, and maybe she have a testimony for you, Father God. And, Father, and not only her, there are so many others that are going through situations in that same manner. So we ask that you would just be with them all. We had praying for David Alexander, Father God, and we know that situation as well. And we're praying that your will would be done in that area of his life as well. And be with Minister Thomas Robinson. Family, Father God, as they go through their time of bereavement, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just keep your loving arms around them and keep them in perfect peace. All those who may be bereaved, Father God, be with the sick and the shut in, be with those who are going through. And Lord, we give you praise for your word, because your word is what strengthens us, your word guides us, and help us to keep this word in our hearts. And let us meditate on it day and night, that we're able to share it with others, Father God, who may not know you. And Lord, we just thank you for our pastor today. Be with him as he continues to teach the word, as he's being led by the Holy Spirit, Father God. Use him mightily, Father God. And we ask that you be with him and his entire family also. And Lord, we give you praise, and we thanking you for all your many blessings. Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that.
God bless.
That prayer, God bless you. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, we were talking about having a heart for God, and if so, then you become a light. You know, Jesus had told us, and one of the things we left off yesterday is talking about the light. You got to know God have given you a light. And for that reason, it's important that we let our light shine. It's important that we let people know that we have restored our fellowship with Christ. Now, everybody is not fellowshipping with God. Because in order to fellowship, the Bible says you'll walk in the light as he's in the light. That's when you know you're fellowshipping, because you're walking in that light. Well, what is that light? Well, that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, what that light is. Pastor made a good point yesterday on the fact that the light means illumination. And illumination, it means it beams, it shines. And all that's good, brothers. But when you understand that Christ is the light of the entire world, he's lighter than the noonday sun. It's important. He illuminating over all the dark areas of your life when you let him. You know, the sunlight is beautiful, and even in cloudy times, you can see the sun peek through. Well, Christ have a ray bigger than that. Bigger than that.
Yeah.
The gloom he has is greater than that. He can find you where you're at. Doesn't matter. Got to hear me.
Thank you. Thank you.
He acts in glow. He'll glow over that bad situation. So the he studied giving off light. He studied giving off that radiation. He studied give you that vision. All you got to do is pay attention to him, listen to him. So we're going to share some scriptures. I don't know which way the Lord's going to lead us, but let me say this. But I can tell you this before I go any further. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have to crucify the flesh. You have to let some things go. You have to do it. Once that dies, once those feelings die, and that's the thing right there too, man. Don't get me going on feelings, because too many people are living by feelings and not by knowledge.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Now people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of what you feel. That ain't why people going to be destroyed. They're going to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's having truth, having the word of God. That's what's going to cause people to fall. You know, Jesus said, Paul wrote it over there in Ephesians 6, we don't wrestle against feelings. Ain't what you wrestle against, man. You wrestle against flesh and not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where I fight at. That's with knowledge. He says to cast down all vain imagination and every high thought that's going to exalt itself above the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. He's not feeling. This is knowledge.
Yeah.
Your attack is not with feeling. You know, Satan try to make you feel some type of way. That's his job. But see, you're supposed to dress up and put your war clothes on. And then when you put them on, stand. And when you've done all to stand some more until God takes over.
Yeah.
Stand there for. When you done dressed up and you got your armor on, stand. Just stay right there. Don't worry about the enemy, because he wants you to get shaken in your boots. He wants you to think you're losing. He never, ever wants you to see you winning. No. Because if he can get you mentally thinking you lost, you've already lost. Mentally, if he can get you to say and think you're losing, yeah, you're lost. But if you'll stand your ground and speak that word and say what the word of God say in every situation, Satan can't do nothing with you. That's when you began to see victory. See, you can't see the victory till you go through the battle. You can't get the healing till you get past the hurt. Preacher.
Yeah.
I might say that again. Some people want to get to the healing. No, you got to get past the hurt first. You got some crying to do. You got some, well, Pastor, why I got, because that's the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get cut on your arm, put a Band-Aid. But when you get a stab, you need some stitches. And yeah, it hurts,
right.
But don't worry. Get past the hurt, then the healing comes. The healing doesn't come till you get past the hurt. A lot of times folks get hit, and not, I don't even know why I'm going this, but this is for somebody. I don't even know who I'm talking to. The Lord just got me going, so I'm just going. I'm going. Y'all just got to flow with me today. Flow with me today. Flow with me today.
Yeah.
You bump your head, and it swell up. That thing, whoop. The pain may not hit immediately, but you got to get past the hurt before you can get to the healing.
Yeah.
So realize that you're just going through the hurt. You're going to the healing. You get ready to get to the healing, brother and sister. If you can just stand, and when you've done all to stand there for. Well, what are you standing there for? Because you're waiting on God to do his thing now. You did all you can do. So now you got to gird yourself with the word of God. Yeah, that's what's got to happen now. You're letting the word of God take over.
Yeah.
See? And I don't know why I went there, but anyway, hallelujah. The Lord wants me to tell you that Jesus said in John 8 and 12, Jesus speaking again, the Bible says, he says, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life. Well, you're going to have this same stuff that Jesus got, this light of life. Almost like what he talked about being the bread of life. If you follow Jesus, he is the light of life.
Mm-hmm.
We are to walk in light as he is in the light. If you want to have fellowship with him, if you want to commune with Christ, you're going to have to walk in the light. So I'm going to have to tell you what the light is, you know. It's not just good enough to tell you to, but I got to tell you what the light is. The light is the word of God. The light is being in Christ. The Bible says, over in Matthew 4 and 16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death was sprung up. That's what light does. When light comes, darkness has to go. When the truth comes, darkness has to go. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about the church. The church is an organism, not an organization. Understand that. Get that clear. Christ is the head of the church. Now, unless you start seeing Christ as the head of the church, you're going to see Christ, all you're going to see is buildings. And that's not the church. That's pertinent truth. It's not the truth. The truth is Christ is the head of the church. And it's an organism and not an organization. So when I talk about the light, I'm talking about the light that Christ had. I'm not talking about some organization. I'm not talking about some denomination. I'm talking about you and this light that God wants you to have. He says in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world, a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hidden. God expects for you to illuminate. He expects for you, somebody else used that word, he wants you to be brighter than the noonday sun. He wants you to gleam. He wants you to be like sunshine. He expects for us to radiate, to have a radiance, to glow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's just like when you light up because you saw somebody you've been wanting to see, you ain't saw them in a long time. You know how you light up? Mm-hmm. You know, you see somebody Amen. Come from poor to rich, or you see somebody who get and you light up about it, or when a baby is born and you light up, you have that radiance about yourself. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's what you should have by the word of God. So when people are hearing you, when people are seeing you, it beams in, it shines, it's more than just a flag. These people see illumination at the highest point. But then when you know that it's Christ, Paul said, when he saw Christ, when he saw the light, it was lighter than the noonday sun and knocked him off his beast. You ought to tell the Lord, Lord, I want you to knock me off that beast, whatever that beast is. You want it to shine bigger than that. Somebody right now, I don't know who I'm talking to. Your light is to be bigger than a flashlight. Your light is to be bigger than a headlight on a car. Your light is to be bigger than the electrical light. Your light is to be bigger than a candle. You know, Jesus had a parable. He said, a man don't light a light and then put it on the candlestick. He put it on top. You don't light a candle and then put it up on a bushel. You don't do that.
Amen.
God have given somebody out here a light, and you're to let that thing shine. I didn't say that. God said that over in Matthew 5. Oh, I got paper for you. It's in Matthew 5. He said, you are the light of the world. Yeah. And in that 15th verse is what I was talking about. You get a chance to read Matthew 5, 14, 15, and 16. And you'll see what I'm talking about. God has given you a light, and he wants that light to shine. And it don't have anything to do with your trials and tribulation either. Because I'll tell people, they want to focus on that. God don't want you to focus on the negative thing. He wants you to focus on the positive. Start confessing your deliverance. You don't wait till you see it. You do it before it happens. That's when you're trusting in God. That pack, the scripture, Pastor read, Proverbs 3 and 5. That's when you're trusting in God because of his word said it. For no other reason but his word said. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which in heaven. People need to, your good works, not how bad you struggle, not what you've been. No, let them see that word in you. The Bible says the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, then the whole body shall be full of light. See, when you get singleness of mind and singleness of purpose, that's all going to come out. Yeah. It's the light. But now remember, if thine eye is evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. That's why you don't want to walk in darkness. You want to walk in the light as he is in the light. That's when you know you got fellowship. I believe that's what John said. He said, because the message is real clear, brothers and sisters. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sins.
Amen.
Yeah. That's how that works. You walk in this light as he is in the light. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what you want to do. You want to continue to walk in the light as he's in the light. Another scripture that comes to mind is the fact that John, I want to say 1 John 2 and 8, it reads like this. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shining. That 1 John 2 and 8.
reading that in the Message Bible.
Read 9 too, Pastor, because 9 says, he that said he is in the light and hate his brother is darkness even unto now.
Amen. And that was 1 John 2:8-9.
And 10.
Read that from, and 10. Okay. A reading from the Message Bible. On the other hand, perhaps it is new, freshly minted, as it is in both Christ and you. The darkness on its way out, and the true light already blazing. Anyone who claims to live in God's light and hates a brother or sister is still in the dark. It's the person who loves brother and sister who dwells in God's light and doesn't block the light from others. But whoever hates is still in the dark, stumble around in the dark, doesn't know which end is up, blinded by the darkness. Amen.
Now that's a whole lot there to unpack, and I know some of you are not ready for this, but I got to put it out there on you anyway. He that say he is in the light, how can you say you're in the light of God and you hate your brother? Now, he's not talking about your natural brother. He's talking about people you got hate for.
Yeah. Amen.
Even your ex. Mm-hmm. One of the things God had to share with me, and I'm going to share this with you guys, is that God made me or taught me or illuminated the word of God such in my life. I had to love my ex.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I didn't realize my ex was my enemy. And God said, yeah, you got to love her. I said, what?
Amen.
God said, yeah. If you want to walk with me, because see, there's no hate in God. There's no darkness in God. And there's no excuses. So you got to crucify the flesh. Yes. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't care. I don't care. I got that I don't care attitude because of 1 Peter 5:7. I cast my cares on him. Why? Because he cares for me. So I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what they feel about me. God said, love them. So I'm going to do like God. I love them. That don't mean I have to be in their presence now. That don't mean I have to hold hands with them. What it means is I'm just not hating them. And sometimes it better not even be around people because it changed the mood. It changed the attitude. And your light can't shine like it needs to shine. But here's the good thing. That's when people can see. You'd be surprised when they began to see the light, how things began to change for folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when the people sit in darkness, they saw a real light, man. They didn't know how to act. They didn't know how to respond.
Mm-hmm.
When people see the light of Christ in you, they don't know how to respond, man. I'm telling you.
Amen.
You'd be surprised.
Amen.
You become lighter than the noonday sun to them.
Yeah.
Especially when people begin to look at personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You become your light began to shine like a superstar. You ever been around celebrities it just glow. Well, that's what happened when that word of God in your life start acting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let it shine, man. Let it shine.
Mm-hmm.
Every chance you can get, speak the word of God.
Amen.
Your head ain't going to understand it, but your spirit man will.
Amen.
Your spirit man will. Because that's what you are. That's who you are. You are the light of the world. Jesus said
Hallelujah.
That. So he claimed what he claimed. Matter of fact, in 1 John 2:10, he said, he that loveth his brother abide in the light. So when you learn to have the God kind of love for people, you abide, you're living in that light. Because if you don't, there will come an occasion to stumble. And you don't want that. And there is no occasion of stumbling in him as long as you're in the light. Praise God, brother. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And you keep it moving.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Don't allow those negativities or those negative thoughts destroy what God already done built up in you, and he done told you to stand. You're supposed to be standing on the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah, and then old Slewfoot want to come along and show you, well, you don't have to do that. That's what that preacher said. He'll never tell you the word of God says that.
Say that.
You got to know the devil don't play fair. I don't know what makes people think the devil going to play fair. You got to act like Jesus in every situation. Here Jesus had eaten in 40 days and 40 nights. So you know the man's hungry. So instead of Satan coming with mercy and love, he come with vengeance, talking about if you be the Son of God. That's, you may not be the Son of God, but if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. I mean, he didn't want no stones. You should have brought him bread.
Amen.
Yeah, but see, he don't play fair. He'll never play fair. He wait till Jesus go to sleep, and then he going to cause a storm to come. And they had to wake him up. But, I mean, it's all good, because he handled business once he woke up. But I'm trying to show you, the Satan ain't going to play fair. The moment you think that it's finna get good, Satan finna make it bad for you. But if you're staying, that's all I'm telling you, if you're staying and stand therefore, you got on everything. See, the word therefore means go back and see what is therefore. That's what therefore means. Go back and see what. If you're staying, just staying with what you got on, you'll deal with every one of Satan's tricks. You put on the whole armor of God, you'll deal with every one of his little tricks. Because all he got is old stuff. He ain't got nothing new. I don't know if you know that or not, but Satan don't have anything new. He don't got no new stuff. He got that same old stuff. And if you watch your enemy, it may surprise you. He ain't got nothing new. You're children of God, man. Recognize who you are. But you got to do what your parents tell you. If you got children, you want them to do what you tell them. When he said, finally, now I'm coming, bringing everything to a close. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what this is about, being strong, not in what you feel, but in what the word of God says.
Amen.
You can't leave off your socks and say you got the whole armor on when God didn't told you to put them on.
Amen.
Yeah, when he said put the whole armor, he expects us to do that. That way you stay in fellowship with God because you're doing what he said to do. But anyway, we ran over just a little bit, but we're at that point where if you have anything to say, press 1. And anybody have any comments, press 1. Or anything they want to share, press 1. Any praise report, press 1. Okay, 7300. 7300.
I just wanted to comment on the message. You said let the light shine, Pastor Shelley told us that. I was a young woman in my 20s. And I could say Pastor Bill was a is a witness of this. When I go to my support group meetings, everybody just come running up to me like I'm a star. And I don't understand why, but I know I let my light shine. And when they ask me how I'm doing, I tell them I'm blessed by the best and praying for the rest. And they just don't understand how could I have that spirit when I go through what I go through. It's because God is good, despite what I go through. And I tell them what Jesus Christ went through is nothing compared to what I'm going through. So what he went through, hey, what I'm going through is nothing. And I just thank him. I'm not going to be all upset and be evil because of what I'm going through. I'm going to praise his name, and I'm going to let my light shine because he is good all the time. Amen.
Praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Yes, I am a witness. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so I like to read 1 John and verses 8 through 11 from the New Living Translation.
And that first John, what?
The second chapter.
Okay.
And verses 8 through 11. And it says, yet it is also new. Jesus lives the truth of this commandment, and you also are living it. For the darkness is disappearing, and the true light is already shining. If anyone claims I am living in the light, but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person still living in darkness. Anyone who loves one another, brother or sister, is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. But anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. Amen, amen.
Ow, ow.
Thank God for the light.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say that. Hello?
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 Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was sitting in my car while you were giving the word, and I was crying because of the situation that I'm facing. It looks like a very dark situation, and I'm ready to give in the towel. I'm just ready to walk away and give up. I'm definitely losing faith, losing hope. And as you were talking, you had said that you've already done all you can do. You need to let the word of God take over, and then you say you don't know why you went there. And that's because I just begin to give up and just kind of like started speaking defeat over myself. But then again, you just say you got to speak the word of God every chance you get. And I'm just crying because, you know, as I've expressed to you guys before, I'm fighting a criminal case. They gave me 2 felony counts. Because of this, it can possibly carry a strike. And I'm not a violent person. I'm not someone who's out here committing crimes. I just keep getting caught up with the wrong people. And unfortunately, this person is the person I had a baby by. And he's spitting all type of lies and saying all type of things to these courts that made them file these charges against me. But even though this situation is a dark situation and it looks scary to me and it looks impossible, I just want to thank God for showing up in the way he does, because, one, I thought I was going to have to reset my bail and come up with another $1,000. But by the grace of God, they kept my bail the same, and I'm still walking free. And then another thing was, I didn't even know, but I looked at my bank account and I had $1,000 in there, and I didn't even know that money was there. So I thank God for bringing that too. So it's like, just in case if I did have to pay that, I still had the money and didn't even know. But then I was able to take that money and pay for a lawyer. He wants $12,000. So I'm just asking for a financial breakthrough right now. I do have a couple of things in place to get the money to pay him, but I just need to make sure it comes through. And as I said before, God ended up leading me to the Holy Spirit. He told me to make a left and go down a certain street, and I almost missed my blessing because I didn't obey the Spirit and went another way. But God still set it up where I had no choice but to go down that street and intercept with that lawyer based on his will and fate and destiny. So I thank God I still was able to get him. He was able to take the $1,000, and he's working with me. But even then, the situation was really dark, and I was crying so hard yesterday because my family's not really trying to get my daughter. They don't understand that I have a criminal protective order to not be able to be with my daughter right now, and I have solely in custody of her, and I don't want her to become the border state. But luckily, I was just crying, and still trying to tell my sister, like, I got to come up with $12,000. I need you guys to help me with my baby. I know it's a lot, but thank you guys for even getting her. And I'm crying. I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad at my family, and I'm crying. I'm just ready to give up. And then a little while later, I ended up seeing I had another $1,000 in my bank account that I was able to take to my lawyer. And then again, I was able to also, my sister called me back and said her fiance was willing to take my daughter while the kids are on spring break. So she's where I wanted her to be. And she's with her cousins and stuff. So she's with kids and trusted family members. And she's, I got another $1,000 to give to my attorney. So I thank God for that. But I still have another court case pending in the family law court, which this judge already knows. Had this judge granted my first restraining order that I requested, I wouldn't even be in this situation because I wouldn't have to keep taking my baby to this person. So I'm just, you know, recognizing that every time I think the situation is hopeless and dark, God is still working out things that I don't even know about. So I just want to ask for a better attitude to just really know that God could take an impossible situation and make it possible. With these charges up against me, that's just like David and Goliath. Everybody was looking at Goliath like this huge Philistine that's been defeating people and killing them back to back to back. And David looked at him and sized him up like this uncircumcised Philistine. How dare this uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of God? So right now, that's how I speak to this case. How dare this uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of God? And I just pray that when I walk in that courtroom, that God's presence is so strong in there, and I want my light to shine so strong that they fear it, that they fear this light to come. And I just pray that God just takes over everything, because this situation does look impossible for me. I am extremely discouraged, but if whatever I know about God, and I've seen him keep me in the past, I don't think that it's impossible for God to do this for me. But if I have to go through, I just pray for a spirit of endurance and understand that it's a process. And no matter how dark it looks, I just got to keep believing in the light and walking in the light and knowing that God is going to bring about a victory for me through this situation. So whatever it may be, a piece of evidence, some truth, whatever it is, turning over all these lies and these false accusations that the enemy is trying to bring against me. So I just thank God for me being on this prayer line and hearing that I've already done all I can do. I just got to let the word of God take over and just speak the word of God every chance I get.
That's it.
But I thank God for the financial blessings he's pouring out on me right now, too, to make sure I can pay this lawyer so he can do his job. But at the end of the day, I just pray that God uses that lawyer as an instrument to work his spirit through him to get done what needs to be done in order for me to walk away from here with no charges and get my daughter back.
Absolutely. I want to share this with you. This scripture, it may not fit everybody, but God just spoke this to my heart, and he put this in my spirit. He says, "Sought rejoice." Now you would think, well, why should I rejoice? God said, rejoice evermore. If there ever was a time, you need to rejoice now, because he got you. And he said,
and I want to. I started to shout because Marvin Sapp got that song, Praise Him in Advance, and I said, imagine the victory and the rejoicing that would take place. With all these prayer lines I'm on, if I come back and tell them that all those charges were dropped, just imagine the shouts of praise that will be offered unto God for this miracle. When you get this report back that these charges are gone, and my friend kind of told me, like, oh, you need to calm down. Don't be rejoicing just that. Like, no, that's your faith level. My faith telling me to rejoice right now. So I do want to pray to them. I do want to shout because I believe
and
that
keep on praying without ceasing. Keep on being happy. Keep on rejoicing without it.
Yeah.
Let that negativity stop. You rejoice, honey, and pray without ceasing. And then the Bible says, in everything, give thanks.
Everything.
But this is by Jesus concerning you. And quench not the spirit. Don't shut it down. Keep on rejoicing. The more you rejoice, the more the enemy leaves. He began to dissolve.
Amen.
Because he don't understand why you rejoicing. He think you in a predicament that you can't handle. And you rejoicing over stuff. Tell your child over here, you don't know what's happening over here. I mean, the devil think you ought to be just out of your rabbit mind. That's the way he looks at it.
Right.
Not the rabbit.
Right.
I'm just saying that he have that kind of attitude. Frank, y'all got her crazy yet. And you sitting up here dancing everybody. Using the word of God, praise God, going from one church to the next, from one prayer group to, because you know God is moving on your behalf. So God said, keep on rejoicing.
That's right.
Even more now.
That's
if there ever was a time
Amen.
For you to rejoice, be full of God. Be full of joy. Never stop praying. Never stop thanking Him.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Even like you were talking about going down the wrong street. Thank God. Oh, Lord, thank you. I didn't go down the wrong street. Even though I could have made that turn. But, Lord, thank you that you led me to go down the right street, the wrong street at the right time, at the right street at the wrong time. But, Lord, thank you. I ain't trying to figure it all out, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He got you.
Amen.
So you can rejoice.
Yes, he does.
Don't let that fire keep that fire burning. Keep on working. Keep on praising God. Keep on telling the Holy Ghost to keep on leading and guiding and directing.
And then
you're the right
person. And even when you said that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights with no food, I've been fasting since the 3rd with no food, but today I did get a smoothie because my mom and my brother definitely let me know, like, I need to pay attention to my body because it's weak.
Yeah.
And the more I'm in the spirit. If God would have given me that strength, I should have prayed for strength. But I am extremely lightheaded. I know that I have passed out in the past from doing this, not eating, and I just felt woozy. So I did take a smoothie, but this isn't the end. And I'm super dehydrated, but this isn't the end. I'm not going to just be like, oh, Satan has victory because I ate something. No, I'm going to strengthen myself on this Good Friday. Just take these vegetables and fruits, and then I'm going to get back on course without eating anything like I already was because I can do it, and I can have the victory over this. No matter if I mess up or make a mistake, I'm still on the right track. And I definitely do believe that this is just God's way of redeeming me and calling me back. And as I said in the past, this is the resurrection represents the freedom that we have, the liberty and the freedom we have when Christ rose from the dead, freedom from death, freedom from disease, freedom from sin, freedom from all sorts of bondage and wickedness. He took the keys of death. So I feel like this case is also a representation for me to cross over through the Passover. Remember that you've been set free. So I expect freedom. That's what I'm expecting and hoping God for. But when I get discouraged, and it's not a coincidence to me that I'm getting discouraged the closer it is to my court date. I just need to do what you said and start rejoicing and praising Him and thanking Him for all that is already happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something else, too. The Passover, today is Passover. God has already forgiven you. He's forgiven you because you asked it. So he's taking time with His garbage. Let Him know, Jesus is your lawyer. He is your advocate.
Yeah.
Jesus is your man. He's taking care of you. So therefore, He's forgiving you. Now, with that being said, you pass it over. Today is Passover. You passing over all the sin. You going over all what you've been through. You're into freedom now. And know that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You're in your freedom now.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. You didn't pass over the bad time. If Satan didn't kill you then, he can't bother you now. You done got hooked back up with God. He should have destroyed you back when, but he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And God done delivered you. You done passed over this little problem. This is minute for the things that God did for you. Yeah, this nothing. But I truly thank you. We're definitely keeping you in prayer. And I talked to Evangelist Marilyn. She was on yesterday, I believe. And she had a word for you. I'm going to make sure she know that you was on today. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm calling this a praise report. Your name is Lori, right, Laura? Your name
yes,
is Laura.
My name is Laura. Laura, yeah, Laura.
Okay, all right, Laura. But you just said
that's
it.
First